The criticism of both the public hearing process as well as the proposed bill came out during a stakeholders' consultative meeting in Bulawayo ahead of the public hearings on the proposed act, which began in the country yesterday. Several people who attended the meeting said the public hearings being held by the Portfolio Committee on Local Government, Rural and Urban Development are too few, and also hit out at the local government ministry for coming up with what they said was a half-baked bill. Lawyer Kutkakapulu, who was a facilitator at the consultative meeting, told Studio 7 that instead of dealing with comprehensive issues under the realm of local governance, the bill only deals with the issue of how to remove councillors, council chairpersons, and mayors from office. Pulu said the parliament's public consultation on the bill is far too inadequate, adding that he believes the bill is being fast-tracked in order to deal with the cases of the suspension of Gweru Mayor Mutendi Kombai and his Harare counterpart Bernard Manyenyeni.
They simply deal with the issue of removing of chairpersons, councillors and mayors. And we know that in Harare there is the case of Manyenyen, and in Gweru there is the case of Kombai and others, where the minister has acted unlawfully. And all they are doing is simply want to fast-track this act. That's why you see even the consultation is not sufficient. So they are fast-tracking this in order to deal with the current situation. It takes the people of Zimbabwe for granted.
Vice Chairperson Ntombizodwa Kumalo of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association said although Zimbabweans have repeatedly called for the implementation of devolution as spelled out in the constitution, the bill does not deal with the issue.
As the people of Zimbabwe, we all ate our views about the devolution, which we think now they have ignored, but they are talking about the bill. And again, last year we sat as a Matabeleland and we petitioned the government under Public Policy Research Institute about the devolution. They have not responded to the petition about the devolution, but they are talking about the bill. So we are appealing to them to concentrate on the issues that affect people.
Maxwell Menenge, a Binga resident who also attended the recent meeting, echoed similar sentiments, saying the issue of devolution needs to be dealt with urgently as it affects ordinary people in their daily lives.
The bill, as I look at it, does not take into consideration the devolution issue, which all people have been always talking about. I come from Binga myself with abundant resources, a huge body of water. Therefore, we need to benefit from that. But honestly speaking, for you to get a fishing license, you need to drive all the way from Binga to Harare to get a license. So that makes it very difficult. And apart from that, it is over $2,000, which common people in Binga cannot afford.
The public hearings on the Local Government Laws Amendment Bill kicked off in Mtare, Chinoy and Karoi yesterday and will be held in Bulawayo tomorrow. Tisetso Dube of the Local Authority Capacity Enhancement Project said with just one hearing in Bulawayo and none scheduled for other parts of Matabeleland North and South, many Zimbabweans will feel excluded from the process and won't have faith in whatever comes out of the public hearing.
You look at the size of Bulawayo, where you are going to have only one meeting. Bulawayo has 29 wards, and the meeting is in Nkulumane, and not everybody is going to attend that meeting in Nkulumane. There could have been a clustering of two or three wards. So that if you do have the commitments, I can't attend a meeting in Nkulumane, I know that I can attend a meeting in a country park. Because it's just like a small screen where you are saying, we consulted in Bulawayo and these were the outcomes. But is that representative of what the residents, if they consulted wider, were going to say?
According to the bill, the local government minister will have the power to trigger the suspension of any councillor and also select the independent tribunal which presides over the hearing in which the councillor shall be facing charges brought against him or her by the minister. Polo said the bill in its current form vests powers into the minister to be both prosecutor and judge, which he said is in violation of principles of the independence of the tribunal as envisaged in the constitution, as well as the right to a fair hearing.
There is no way this bill is going to be allowed to pass in its original form. I find it very difficult how the Parliamentary Legal Committee, for example, will let it say when it says that you have no right to appeal, when it criminalizes, a hearing. And certainly, some of these things are going to be amended. But the issue is, are those amendments going to be enough? I think they should take this back, the drawing board, and bring back a bill that is comprehensive, that deals with the bread and butter issues that people want to be dealt with, and does not simply deal with the current interests of the minister. His interests may change tomorrow. And what is he going to do? Introduce another bill?
The Local Government Laws Amendment Bill seeks to amend the Rural District Councils Act and the Urban Councils Act in order to align the provisions of the acts with the Constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.